You're listening to the UAV Digest, the weekly audio podcast bringing you coverage of unmanned aerial vehicles and systems. Find us at theuavdigest.com.
Right now we have Heidi Williams-Walker from Lockheed Martin. Heidi is the project manager and planning operations senior staff for Lockheed Martin's Information Systems and Global Solutions Civil. But more to the point, we talked about Heidi's program about 2 weeks ago on the show, and that's about getting normal day-to-day pilot information out to UAS operators. Heidi, thank you for being on the show.
Certainly, my pleasure.
So tell me a little bit about your program.
So what we've done, Lockheed Martin for the past 10 years has managed flight service for the manned community for the Federal Aviation Administration. And about a year ago, when we attended the initial UTM conference out in California, we felt like there was a set of safety and situational awareness tools that would probably be a foundational UTM capabilities that made logical sense for us to deploy within that flight services infrastructure that we manage and deploy today. So that's exactly what we did. We spent the last year developing some basic foundational UTM capabilities that we deployed in January of this year to really help inform and share information not only with the manned community, but also with the unmanned community.
What exactly is that information, given that we do have pilots and stuff, but what would a normal flight service information be, and then how does that relate to a UAS pilot?
So a typical manned operator, when utilizing flight service, could either through a specialist or through our online portal obtain a weather briefing and the aeronautical information pertinent to their flight. And as part of that, there's a great need to know about and situational awareness needed about other operations that potentially impact your route of flight. So what we did is we developed something similar to a manned flight plan that gives their route of flight. A manned operator today would input their route of flight. They would obtain the weather pertinent to that flight and all of the information or hazards that potentially impact their flight. So what we did, we created an unmanned operating area, very similar to a flight plan that a manned operator would use, where the UAS operator can go in and input their operating area. And what that does, it allows us to then provide that information about where that UAS is operating to the manned pilot. We can do that through a number of means, through a briefing, through alerts. We do adverse condition alerting service, which provides alerts to the manned community. After they've obtained a briefing, if something changes, we can actually email them, text them, provide information that of pop-up operations since their initial briefing, so we can alert them through that means. We also created something called our UOA maps, and those maps are a graphical representation of all of the UAS operations reporting in the NAS today. So whether they came in through our web portal and provided their UOA, or they filed a NOTAM, a UAS NOTAM, which is advisory, we collect all of that information and graphically depict it on a map.
So manned pilots are used to providing this kind of flight plan data just as a matter of course, right? It's part of the culture. How about with unmanned operators? What's going to be their motivation to put this information into the system?
You know, I think that's the million-dollar question. And honestly, we have been out trying to educate the unmanned community as well as the manned community that there is a great need for common situational awareness of sharing where we're operating so that we can avoid one another. In lieu of, you know, a small UAS rule, in lieu of defined guidance on how we interact and integrate with one another. So we've been out sharing that with the community, both communities, trying to get word out that this is a situational awareness tool that you can use to remain safe and keep others safe.
I might imagine that those who are operating now under a Section 333 exemption probably would be, an easy sell to contribute data to this kind of a concept. Other operators, more of the hobbyists or advanced amateurs, or are those just looking to do some real estate video shoots, things like that? Are they candidates for this as well, or is that sort of that smaller micro class that would be handled differently?
You know, that's actually a great question. When we developed our set of capabilities, we really did so with kind of a very broad brush set of capabilities that could be utilized by everyone from the hobbyist to small UAS operators to large UAS operators. It's really about sharing information with other NAS users. So we didn't want to restrict it to one small class of operators. It just made sense. So anybody from the hobbyist who's operating at a small hobbyist area to a larger aircraft that's operating above flight level 180 could use the system and share information.
So Heidi, what's your background? Have you been with Lockheed Martin for a long time?
I've actually been with Lockheed about 1 year, just over a year this year in August. But I spent 15 years as the vice president of air traffic and modernization at Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Oh. So my background is operational. I'm a pilot, a flight instructor, instrument flight instructor. So I bring an operational perspective. I've done some UAS training, and so that kind of led to my assistance on the flight service program, where we kind of bring that infrastructure and operational piece together to provide resources to manned pilots.
That's perfect. I love this kind of crossover where, you know, we're seeing people with your kinds of background understand manned aviation, getting into the unmanned arena and bringing that experience and that knowledge with you. So that's great.
So I guess, Heidi, the question is for our listeners, how can they find out about the Lockheed product? How can they subscribe to it? What's set up now for them so we can get our listeners to start using the product?
Well, we certainly are hoping for the more users, the better. They can do that and access that basic set of capabilities for free today at www.1800wxbrief.com. It's the same web portal that we're using for our manned community, so everybody can access the same information, create an account, and you have access to all of those great capabilities through that website.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Heidi.
Certainly. Thanks. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Find more great content at theuavdigest.com.